This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to the Farm Show for Friday, July 24th. This is John Michael Marty. Good day to you, everybody. A couple of field tours coming up in the next couple of weeks that we need to let you know about. One coming up this weekend. The Sangamon County Farm Bureau is hosting their fourth annual Day in the Country. It's going to be at the Beatty Farm near Auburn this Sunday from 1 to 4. You can bring the whole family. They've got free refreshments and interaction with a variety of farm animals and check out the farm equipment. They even got a bounce house for the kids if you want to bring them. The event's free to the public. It's Route 4 to Route 104 and follow the signs in Auburn. For more information, you can call the Sangamon County Farm Bureau. They're the sponsor. 217-753-5200. You might want to call them quick. It is this Sunday at the Beatty Farm from 1 to 4 in Auburn. Also, now coming up on August the 12th, that's a Wednesday, there's going to be a Solutions at Work Field Day coming up, sponsored by M&M Service Company. It's going to be at 1600 Historic Old Route 66 North in Litchfield. Registering at 8:30 in the morning. They'll do plot tours from 9 to 11. They'll have a guest speaker from 11 to 12, Dr. Fred Below from the University of Illinois. Dr. Below will discuss what it takes to produce 100 bushel soybeans. That ought to be interesting. 11 to noon, he's going to speak, and then they'll have lunch, and then you can go. Lunch at noon. That's going to be Wednesday, August 12th. Now, you should respond and make your reservation, so RSVP, by August 5th to 324-2524. That's 324-2524 for the Solutions at Work Field Day, sponsored by M&M Service Company, Wednesday, August 12th, starting at 8:30 in the morning. Illinois Department of Agriculture announced winners of the State Ag Commodity Board. The elections filled positions on three ag boards: the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, the Illinois Soybean Program Operating Board, and the Sheep and Wool Marketing Board. Now, these boards oversee the checkoff dollars that come from assessments levied at the first point of sale. State law sets the assessment for corn at 5/8 of a cent per bushel, soybeans at 0.5% of the market value, and wool at 2.5 cents per pound. The funds collected from checkoffs provide vital dollars for the future of Illinois agriculture. These financial resources help fund market development, promotion, education, and research of various commodities. Newly elected board members will serve 3-year terms. Now, District 11, which encompasses Christian, Effingham, Fayette, Montgomery, and Shelby counties, that's going to be held by Don Murphy of Harville. He's the newly elected board member with a 3-year term. Don Murphy of Harville. District 14, that's Bond, Clinton, Madison, Monroe, St. Clair, and Washington counties, that's Karen Neff of Belleville. So those are the two elected to those three boards. That's part one of our farm show. We'll be back with part two in just a moment. Back with part two of our farm show for this Friday, July 24th. Weekly ethanol production for the week ending 7/17, about average from where it was before. According to EIA data, ethanol production averaged about 973 barrels a day, 40.87 million gallons daily. That's down 11,000 barrels a day from the week before, but the 4-week average for ethanol production stood at 978,000 barrels a day. That's an annualized rate of about 15 billion gallons. Stocks of ethanol stood at 19.6 million barrels. That's down just less than 1% from last week. The gasoline demand for the week averaged 409.5 million gallons daily. That's the second highest weekly rate ever. And on an annualized basis, last week's gasoline demand equated to 149.5 billion gallons. Refiner blender input of ethanol averaged 897,000 barrels a day. expressed as a percentage of daily gasoline demand, daily ethanol production was just below 10% at 9.98%. On the co-product side, ethanol producers were using 14.75 million bushels of corn to produce ethanol and 108,590 metric tons of livestock feed, 96,809 metric tons of which were distillers' grains. CHS Shipman is manning their hospitality tent down at the Madison County Fair this week. If you're down there, you might stop in and say hi to Aaron Williams and the folks. I think I got some free water for you and can talk to you a bit about some of the services they provide. And again, don't forget the M&M Solutions in the Field Day. The Field Day coming up on August 12th. That's Wednesday. You can respond and make a reservation by calling 324-2524. You need to do that by August 5th. That's our farm show for this Friday, July 24th. This is John Michael Marty. Have a great weekend, everybody.